Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The New START Treaty, which places verifiable limits on the nuclear arsenals of the United States and the Russian Federation. Mutual compliance is in the interest of both our countries.
During the G20 summit in India, Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Blinken urged Russia to call off its invasion of Ukraine and continue abiding by the START Treaty. While no agreement at the summit was reached on addressing the war in Ukraine, some feel Blinken's and Lavrov's first meeting since the crisis in Ukraine began showed communication is open between Washington and Moscow, if only for the moment. Meanwhile, the Conservative Political Action Conference began in Maryland on Thursday, marked by mostly disparaging remarks and conversations about Democrats, liberals, and the Biden administration. While some opined about the White House's response to such crises as a Chinese spy balloon floating across the country, fentanyl overdoses in the U.S., and illegal aliens entering from the southern border, others spoke of how to make America great again. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy said that under Republican leadership, the nation thrived.
In 4 years, we cut taxes, increased wages, delivered 3.5% unemployment, created 8 million new jobs, deregulated the economy, controlled inflation, protected life.
Keynote speakers of the first day were Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville and former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who discussed wokeness in schools. Today, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is expected to deliver remarks. The conference will culminate Saturday with a speech by former President Donald Trump. Community health care executives from across the country testified before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. They spoke on a range of issues from Medicare reimbursements to mental health and staffing shortages. Carolina Health Center's president and CEO Sue Veer described a new way her organization has been able to lure people to work in the community healthcare system.
One of the things that we've recently done is begun to provide stipends, living stipends in second year residency with a commitment for a 4-year service agreement. Yep. So in addition to loan repayment, that helps us.
Now that the Supreme Court has heard oral arguments in 2 cases about President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program, its advocates are concerned the program might not endure. Wisdom Cole with the NAACP notes there needs to be a reevaluation of how people think about student loan debt.
We need to recognize and reshift our thinking about how we're thinking about student debt, thinking about this as an opportunity to right the wrongs of the past, an opportunity to reduce the racial wealth gap.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.